Lindsay had a birthday.
Yes.
Her boyfriend didn't seem to notice.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Fangs, let's be honest.
We welcome back Lindsay, the former birthday girl. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey.
Hi. Text 52353. How long ago was your birthday? Is it still within the time frame of trying to do some sort of surprise? No, it is not. I'm sorry.
Nope.
The answer is no.
What is the time frame? What is that window? You're like.
Antoine, I believe it's 0 days.
Yeah, you have a week up until the
day.
But anything past the day, you've lost it.
I believe actually you have
an hour before after you wake up.
1 hour. Yeah. And Monica says you have one hour. Maybe the only wiggle room is if someone had a birthday on, say, a Wednesday, and you planned a surprise party for Friday night, but the acknowledgement of said birthday would probably still be important on the actual day.
Yeah, that's true. There's no pass on that one.
Oh my God. I mean, he can't possibly be. I mean, I've missed people's birthdays on Facebook. I guess if you don't log in every day, which I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that cesspool of what's going on. You could easily, it could just breeze right by you.
Or, you know, it could be like that unsent text where in your head you sent the text, but then you look at your phone and you realize you never sent it. In his head, maybe he said happy birthday.
Maybe.
And in his head, but not to me. That's not working.
But maybe in his head it was out loud.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said it out loud. It is it.
Let's get Kristen in here. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
All right, now, Kristen, I guess will make you feel better. Not really, because, Kristen, you and your husband both forgot something.
We both forgot our anniversary.
Okay. But you both forgot.
Yeah, so that's okay.
We did. We dated for 6 years and been married for one. And it was our dating anniversary, but we didn't remember till like 9 p.m. at night. We just kind of looked at each other and we're like, well, happy anniversary.
See, that one doesn't count anymore. Once you get married, that one gets canceled out anyway.
The date? Yeah, because it's been trumped by the better anniversary.
Exactly. And you know what? See, again, this guy's lucky because here's the progression of how it works. It's okay if you both forget, all right?
Uh-huh.
It's also okay if she forgets.
Seems to be okay,
right.
Yes.
And then it's not okay if you forget.
That's into the world.
Those are the rules. Thank you, Kristen.
And you got it right. Look at you.
I don't even remember my dating anniversary anymore. Remember, know that
I
one.
I have no idea.
Because you said you guys are married now. It trumps that.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember when your wife or your husband's birthday is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, because I want to live. man. I mean, I get
it. So can he make it up to you? What could he do?
Good question. Good question. What do you say, Lindsay?
At this point, I don't, I mean, he'd have to do something pretty drastic, I guess, right?
What if he comes up with the coronavirus vaccine? Happy birthday.
Ooh.
That's a good one, right? Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I'm going to pull a Zach, uh-huh. Which I never do.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a side that I would never take.
Ooh, this is fun.
But just for the heck of it. I'm blaming Lindsay.
Okay.
It's Lindsay's fault.
What? All right,
Lindsay, it is your fault. Because.
I like where this is going.
Because in a relationship, somebody, a mutual friend of the two parties in a relationship will always ask, hey, what did you do for your significant other's birthday?
Right. Or what do you have planned for Lindsay's birthday?
Obviously, nobody has asked him what he had planned or what did he do for Lindsay's birthday. So what is it about Lindsay's birthday that's just so, you know, blah? I'm just asking.
You.
That's a fair question. Like, maybe.
Maybe belated birthday.
Just kidding. Love you. I'm just saying.
Right?
I'm just saying.
That's terrible. He's got to remember. This is 2 years, guys. Come on.
I know.
2 years.
Now, in Antoine's defense, because I like when he becomes me, it's good. I think we can all agree on one broad statement.
Okay.
Men, as a whole, we dumb. Right?
Right.
We stupid.
We not the smartest.
Right. So we ain't mind readers. We can barely read. So you're going, it is a tantamount in every relationship.
Uh-huh.
That's a big word that I think I saw on a billboard. And what you have to do is you have to drop hints that aren't even that subtle from time to time in life. Like, here's one. Ooh, man. What do you think we should do for my birthday on Wednesday?
Yes, because that's what typically happens.
To help him out.
Normally, Monica celebrates like a month for her birthday.
Right.
Your birthday was June 15th. You should have been talking about it in April.
Exactly. I mean, for as annoying as Monica's birthday month is, because her birthday's on the 24th of the month, she sets her husband up for 3 weeks of preparation. So, that's what she's doing.
So, Lindsay, you are the teacher that didn't prepare her student well enough for the test.
Right. Yeah, I think that's
right. I'm just putting it out there. This is your fault, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I'm hugging you.
You should buy him something. You should buy him a gift.
Yeah,
for,
and say you're sorry.
Yeah. He deserves an apology.
Yeah, a bag of coal. He deserves an apology. Being naughty, like a bad boyfriend.
Maybe he's listening right now, and he's like, oh, dang, that's what I forgot.
Maybe he's listening right now.
He deserves the humiliation. That's all I'm saying. Right.
He's waiting for his apology.
And then once he gets his apology, everything will be better.
I demand an apology for him because you didn't prepare him for his test.
I like it. We were not helpful at all. So thank you so much, Lindsay. We appreciate everything. But no, seriously, I don't know. You have to be. We ain't mind readers on nothing. That's what I've learned. In the however many years it is that I've been together with my wife, I have to write it down, so I don't have time for that right
now. And see,
but.
Zach, you're better than me because I'm not saying it seriously. My last statement's going to be, he deserves an apology. Just leaving it there. Period.
Bloop, bloop.